Exodus chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it shall you encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am Yahweh. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to Yahweh, and they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why, therefore, have you dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Do not fear, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will show to you to this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Yahweh shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And Yahweh said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. But you lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will gain honor over Pharaoh and all his host, his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have gained honor over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of Yahweh, which went in front of the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and a darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry. And the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went to the midst of the sea upon the dry. And the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, Yahweh looked to the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, so that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh fights for them against the Egyptians. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which Yahweh did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared Yahweh and believed Yahweh, and his servant Moses. End of chapter.